are holding a tripartite election, and this is the first time that Malawi will be holding a tripartite election. So it will attract the interest not only of local stakeholders, but also international stakeholders. That's why we had to write to these international observers to come and observe the elections, more especially on the polling process itself. I'm glad to say that amongst the whole list of that have written, some have shown me positive interest, and they have even sent advanced teams just to do the fact finding. We have had teams from the African Union, the Electoral Institute of Sustainable Democracy in Africa, and also the SADC Electoral Commissions Forum and the SADC Parliamentary Forum. They have been in the country doing the assessments, and some of them have put intentions to deploy long-term missions.
So far, how many poll investors have been invited, and how many have so far responded positively about their interest to monitor your tripartite elections?
I wouldn't give you the outright statistics of how many were written, but we wrote all the international stakeholders that we have interacted with, and even the local observers. We wrote all the interested civil society organizations to observe the elections. But so far, for those who have responded, they include the Commonwealth, the European Union, the African Union, the Electoral Institute for Sustainable Democracy in Africa, the SADC Parliamentary Forum, and the SADC Electoral Commission Forum. We still have time that these people can respond, and we are hoping that more will be coming.
Now, for those that are currently in the country, how are they cooperating with you to ensure a smooth process during electioneering time?
We haven't had any problems with these observers. They came on a fight funding mission, and they have been meeting with the Malawi Electoral Commission staff and commissioners. Apart from that, they have also met with various electoral stakeholders, which have included the civil society and also the political parties themselves, just to get facts on the preparations for the 2019 elections.
What about the voter registration process? We are hearing reports that the Electoral Commission has suspended the process that will allow prospective Malawi voters to verify their information as part of the voter registration process ahead of the elections. Tell me about this.
We had to suspend the exercise. Not to stop it, but we have to suspend the exercise. The aim is to allow for time for Malawi Electoral Commission to address some of the inconsistencies which we are experienced in the voters' roll. We are building a new voters' roll, and definitely with the system that we are using, which is the optical mass recognition system, we will not just be going to polling without subjecting to the public to verify the details. So we had to open the centers. But apparently when we opened some of the centers for the first day, we discovered some inconsistencies, and we thought maybe we should not proceed with the exercise, but we should withdraw the voters' rolls and work on the inconsistencies. We had some names being misspelled, and some names being missing or allocated to wrong centers. This was rectified. We discovered that it was a technical problem in extracting of the voters' roll from the database. So currently, we are working on resolving this issue, and we are making good progress. We hope that early next week, we should be able to reopen the centers for people to go and verify how their details are appearing. We are quite confident that the voters' roll that we're going to issue now will be of excellent quality, and we don't experience the problems that we experienced before.